Well, it has been the end of Aki 2025, and oh boy, there's lots to talk about.
Oh
But
yeah.
first, the intro. And again, on the road we are, and I'm joined by Tamano Sato
Hello.
and a silent Kono Usagi. And I'm, as always, your DJ Kaitetsu. And wow, what
What
a
a day.
tournament has Aki been?
It has been the Waki Aki,
Has
as
it
per
though?
usual. Yes and no at the same time, because the end, everyone kind of saw it happening, but the way it happened, like, was really wacky.
Fair.
Because I guess we can spoil it. I don't know if Kunosaki, you're up to date with today.
I'm just watching it, just talking to you while it's happening. Spoil away. Spoil away all you want. I don't mind.
Okay.
Okay.
So,
Well,
Onosato. I'm dropping the gun right
no,
away.
go. I mean, let's. Do you want to build it up, or do you want to already break in the door with the whole thing?
Oh, we're gonna break the door.
Okay, yeah.
Yes,
Well, then
and then
please
we
carry
build
on.
up.
Carry on, please.
Onosato started the day 13-1, and as per usual for day 15, the two Yokozuna fought, and Oshoryu won. So that was, and what a way to win, by the way. He blasted Onosato like he was a child, and forced a playoff. And we know Oshoryu is good at playoff, but he just couldn't do it. He tried to throw at the edge, was kind of close, but Onosato clearly won. Onosato 5, Yusho. So far, most wins out of the year.
Straight away.
Just freaking crazy.
I
And
mean,
so yeah, that's.
yeah, wow. It's just
And
this
to be,
guy. Wow.
yeah, to be fair, until day 11, I was seeing a Oshoryu Yusho. Then Oshoryu, I don't even want to say crumbled. He lost to Aonishiki. Like, Aonishiki was just all over the place. Oshoryu was just on the defense, and when you're just on the defense, you end up losing. And so he did. He lost, which, fine. And then day 13, he fought Kotozakura. Kotozakura came up so strong,
Fully
tractor
open them,
style.
yeah.
Got it, yeah. Got him out. Nothing Oshoryu could have done. And everybody's like, like Kotozakura waking up. The next day, Kotozakura pulls out, gives Onosato a Fusensho. I
I mean,
was so mad. I
I was
love
really mad. I was
I
really mad
love
as well.
Kotozakura, but honestly, from the bottom of my heart, fuck you, Kotozakura, for day 14.
Like,
Fuck you.
that's why Oshoryu's match was so funny. Because, yeah, I don't mind Hihenka. Like, Kotozakura gave the other guy a Fusen. If that's.
Yeah.
If we're going to be going by, like, Yusho won with like easy wins, then I don't mind. Like it was harder to do a Hinka on Makata Kakage than it was to just do a Fusen, you know? So
Oh yeah.
I don't
And
mind.
it was not really a Hanka.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't a
It was a
full
Hanuma
Hinka.
Fuji Hanka
Yeah, it
non-Hanka,
was the half Hinka, you know? The kind of half a meat, but like, yeah.
The crowd was like, "Oh, you sly dog." I
But
loved
like,
it. I did not see it happen, but
no.
I was like, "Ah, oh, that's nice. I don't mind."
Yeah, no, it's fine really. I mean, once I saw Hoshoryu defeating Onosato so powerfully, I knew it was over for Hoshoryu, because either Hoshoryu was going to be too over his head, or he was going to be like, I cannot go strong again because he will be expecting it, so I have to do something tricky, and that doesn't work anymore.
Yeah.
And it didn't work.
I got the exact opposite of that.
Okay.
Like, Hoshoryu got the upper hand, and now Onosato, I thought Onosato would be, like, mentally fucked. Like, oh my god, is he gonna
end? I thought that for a second as well.
Yeah. And at the start, it was! At the start, Hoshoryu kinda got him! But I guess I have to rewatch the match, but I think Hoshoryu got an underarm grip.
He did it, yeah. He started more on the front, like a foot of the match.
Yes, and I guess that's what fucked the throw. Because Onosato was over him, and he kind of just pushed him down. So, you know.
Yeah.
But still, I'm really glad to see both Yokozuna fight this well. They really did fight
totally.
Well. And I hope
we have to
see it.
It's the first Yokozuna versus Yokozuna match in 5 years, I believe.
Damn, saying it like this.
Mm-hmm. I'll check.
Yeah, over 5 years. Because Teruno Fuji, Akuho were not fighting. Akuho retired before Teruno Fuji got promoted.
So on day 15, Yokozuna versus Yokozuna. Last one was... Oh no, let me... wait, I did something wrong. And
I
then
like
wins only.
Kakuryu Akuho, sorry?
Probably, I'll just check. But I want to check the date. Yeah, it was Kakuryu... Well, the last one on day 15 was Hakuho Kakuryu. And it was... Kakuryu had to defeat Hakuho to force a playoff, but obviously Hakuho defeated Kakuryu. Before that, it was again Kakuryu Hakuho. It was mostly Kakuryu Hakuho for like a couple of years before that, even.
Yeah. Like one or two years after Kishino.
Yeah, let me see without it being day 15 if anything else shows up. But yeah, it's been a while. I saw somewhere, maybe on ABEMA, that it has been since 2009 that a playoff occurred between two Yokozuna, which I don't really trust. For some reason, I need to check again, but I don't really trust the number.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, it feels very weird. It feels really weird to have been that long without a playoff between Yokozuna.
Oh, yeah. Because with the Aruma Fuji Akuho...
Okay, now, only in 2018, a match between Yokozuna occurred outside of Day 15. It was in 2018, September, on the 14th day, Hiseno Sato and Kakuryu met as well.
Oh, yeah. The time when he went 10-5 before retiring.
Probably. Yeah. The Hiseno Sato last thing, yeah. Let me see, day 16, because that's how SumoDB looks at playoffs, which is just day 16. Oh. Okay, according to SumoDB, the last one was indeed in September 2009. Asashoryu Hakuho.
Damn.
Yeah. What's the last playoff that involved the Yokozuna? It was 2024 July, Teruno Fuji versus Takanosho, and Takanosho won. No, Takanosho lost, obviously.
Lost.
Takanosho doesn't have a Yusho yet.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's...
Talking about Takanosho, 12-3. Great fucking, you know?
Dude, Nubdog, man.
Yeah. Killing Wataka Kage's chances at staying at Sekiwake, by the way.
Yeah, no.
Wakataka Kage and Kirishima, both Sekiwake 6-9. Very disappointing. I don't know. I haven't heard any injuries or anything. So I don't know what's wrong with them. But there's something wrong.
I think it was the pressure. I think it was just like he got nervous. I think that's it. I think
so
by how cool he is, he was just like, this will be my only chance at Ozeki, and he just fumbled it. I think that's it.
Plausible. But they're both gonna fall from Sanyaku.
Yeah.
So is Takayasu, because I don't think they're gonna save him again. So if they do, like, Takayasu
hilarious.
Is hurting his knees, you know, going
mm-hmm.
under that death.
Oh, actually, you know what we might get? We might. Well, my Sanyaku prediction will be Aonishiki, obviously, Sekiwake 1 East. Oho, Sekiwake 1 West.
I was going to say, yeah, with that 10 and 5.
Takayasu, Komusubi 1 West. And I think we are going to see Hakuoho, Komusubi 1 East.
Yeah. That's possible because the Joy has not been doing very well.
Oh, no, yeah. Abi 3 and 12. Gonoyama 1 and 14. Tamifuji 5 and 10.
Yeah, if they want to take Takayasu down, they kind of have to a bit over-promote Wakamoto Haru.
Yeah.
To push him to come
up. Which they won't. I don't think they will.
Yeah, but... I guess what you said.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's in my brain that looks quite probable. By the way, both Aonishiki and Hakuoho continue basically consecutive Kachikoshi streaks.
Yeah.
In a tournament,
just
Hakuoho,
doing 11 and 4. Sorry.
Yeah, 4th, 11 and 4 in a row. Every single tournament he has been Sekitori, this guy has been double digits.
Yeah.
Like,
Kantosho, Ginosho, Ginosho.
Insane.
Every time, yeah.
Insane.
And I guess I'm going to give you back the Akuho or talk you were talking about. I'm sorry to cut you.
Oh, no, it's okay.
Next time, if he goes 11 and 4, he should be promoted to Ozeki.
Yeah.
Because 11
yeah.
and 4 at Magashima 1, 11 and 4 at Komusubi. That's 22.
I mean, do they count M1 though?
Obviously, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I think they count.
He has been screwed over by Bansuke in the past. I wouldn't be surprised if he's screwed over, like, oh, we need another. Or is he already in a run? Did they confirm a run?
I did.
Okay. That's fair enough.
I'm the YDC now.
I'm the YDC now.
But, like, mathematically, I mean, maybe he's too young, so they won't, but they should.
Sure. Yeah, mathematically, yeah.
Because I think Tochinoshin, they counted his M4 run.
Okay. Well, okay, fair.
But maybe we should talk that a bit later.
Maybe in preparation for next tournament, we need to get that bullet point going that maybe Aonishiki Ozeki, which it's crazy. He will be, if my brain in the entire Ichimon, in the entire Sagahama Ichimon, I think he will be like ever since Teru no Fuji, like an Ozeki, because obviously Sagahama Ichimon, you had what? Teru no Fuji, Haruma Fuji, Hakuho eventually, like in the past.
Of the Ichimon, I don't know, because the Ichimon...
Ichimon's a bit weird, because it keeps changing as well, like, who...
Yeah.
Because with Heia closing and stuff, but should be. Anyway, when I'm talking about Hakuoho, it's the same thing. Like, every single tournament he participated fully in, he got a Kachikoshi, which is also crazy.
That harm scares me. I don't know what's wrong.
It does. That elbow. Now it's the other arm, and it's like, dude, this guy cannot catch a break.
Yeah, which is really like disappointing.
Mm-hmm.
But he still performs. He still performs.
Exactly. Like, dude.
Even in his losses, he doesn't look bad. Not too bad.
Mm-hmm. And another person that doesn't look bad on his losses is Fujinokawa. This guy, he just fights with like the force of three people, but he's just too light. He's just too small.
Just like Kuma Midori said in the Sumo spoilers, he's fighting like he has the fire of three guys.
Yeah.
I really like that saying, yeah.
This dude, man, he's...
Sadly, Makekoshi, I'm not surprised.
No.
But I'm not disappointed either, and so shouldn't he.
No, like, yeah, I wasn't expecting a very big performance. I'm sad that he didn't get Kachikoshi, because he's becoming quite popular in my heart. I'm quite enjoying him.
Yeah, yeah. Just like the smaller side, and the fire under his belly.
Mm-hmm. And he's just so young. He's 20. He is just a guy. He's just so young. And so I think he has room to grow physically a little bit, maybe a centimeter or two, but that might help.
I mean, that's maybe not. And he's not so damn small. He's 177.
True. He's not tiny. He's not a small person. He's a small sumo wrestler, which is big.
He's on the smaller side.
And like, we're saying he's small. The guy is 117 kilograms. Like, he's not light.
Yeah.
Kusano got a
Kachikoshi.
Surprisingly. Well,
so, yeah. He kind of got, you know, kind of hit a ceiling, I guess.
I guess, but yeah.
Still Kachikoshi. You
know, I mean, I wasn't expecting him. His path to Makuuchi really felt like just a second Takuoho. I think it was really similar or very close to it.
Yeah, yeah. A bit less crazy.
I mean, yeah, because obviously he wasn't in Makushita 15, he was in Makushita 60, so he couldn't be immediately promoted to Juryo as Akuoho did. But his body shape and what he's achieving has been very similar.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like the Akuoho kind of absorbed all that momentum of like the next big thing.
Mm-hmm.
And now we got other guys that are doing the same or even better, but it's not new.
So. Exactly. Oh my god, I was thinking about this like earlier today.
Yeah, like the Aonishiki.
Let's stop and realize what the fuck is going on right now. Right. Because I've been watching since 2021. 2022 has, like those 2 years, 2022, 2023, they were kind of boring in terms of like people coming up to Makuuchi. And then 2024 hits, and you got like, well, Hakuoho was in, he was in 2023, like in July. I was there. I watched him on his debut. I know what I'm talking about. But you are like, you see Hakuoho, you see Onosato, Aonishiki, and now Kusano and Fujinokawa together.
Takeru Fuji, you forgot Takeru Fuji.
Takeru Fuji, he didn't participate. I forgot about him. But Takeru Fuji, all these people just shooting up to the top so fast that we have normalized in our brains, like, oh yeah, what's going to be the next big thing? These guys are insane. I don't know what they put in the water at the universities of Japan, but it's working.
It's working. We should drink that water, damn it.
Yeah, they should start exporting it, because I would want a little sip. But
I guess we're getting another one soon in Asakuryu.
I mean, he's less young. He's 26. But still, he took a while to come up. He took a few years.
He started like 2 years ago, I guess.
About three years ago.
But man, another guy that just shines, just like Kusano, that shines in the 15-day schedule.
Yeah, totally. His problem was definitely Makushita. He had to grind Makushita along.
And that's the thing you see a lot, and I talked about it multiple times on the show, is it's a lot tougher in Makushita, because you got like three chances at losing, and then you're back. Koshi, then you're lost. Then it's done.
Yeah. Well, anything for you, Konosak? Anything surprising that took you like on this tournament? Because it's just been crazy.
Like the intensity level of everyone on day 15 is really surprising.
Mm-hmm. Like, yeah.
Everyone, no matter their record or not, it's been everyone's been going at least 80%, if not 90%.
Yeah,
like Tobizaru started off with some fireworks right out the gate.
Mm-hmm.
The first 5 matches of day 15 were like I was shocked. I mean,
yeah. Not a lot of Kyujo. Like,
oh yeah, that's true. Only 3 Kyujo the entire tournament.
In the top 2 divisions.
Mm-hmm.
They're throwing each other down. They're fucking flinging each other out on the starting, like diving out for it and everything. I want to see 3 easy outs where they hold them and keep them from going off.
Like, yeah, absolutely. Maybe 3.
With Oho?
Oshoma Oho?
Yeah, he did a quite crazy throw.
He did.
That Tsutoshi on Oshoma, like just threw him like a ragdoll.
I won't be slapped down, you be slapped down.
Yeah. And I guess also Tomokaze Shiranomi, they both went flying.
That was crazy. Yeah. I mean, I was half asleep because of my headache, but
I slept through Juryo, so I cannot judge.
Me too. I woke up late for Juryo. I didn't watch any Juryo today.
I slept only one match in Juryo. Guess which one it was.
Oshomi Hatsuyama. I mean, you didn't. I watched it later. You didn't lose it much because Hatsuyama just blew him up.
That's my fault. That's my fault. He lost because I was not watching.
I don't know what happened to Oshomi to lose to basically a guy that doesn't have a leg in Tsurugisho. And like Hatsuyama, of all people, who he has 4-1 record against. I'm not like,
Hatsuyama was quite good this Basho and the one.
Yeah, but like, that. I mean, Oshomi dominating the guy before. I don't know why.
I just feel like Oshomi was like, I got Kachikoshi. I got my promotion to Makuuchi.
Relax.
And the Yusho's not on the line.
No, fair. Okay.
I feel like I'm probably wrong. You know, the guys want the most wins they can, but honestly, I'm just glad he finished the Basho one piece.
I mean, I think he's... No, I will shut up. I won't jinx the guy. I'll shut up now.
I don't expect a Yusho next time around.
If he gets a Kantosho, I'll be over the moon. I'll be so excited. I'll be so happy if he gets one.
Even if he finishes 6-9, I will be happy.
Yeah, because he got a spot in the top division. He was there among the best.
The man did it.
Yeah. No, he. And
whatever happens is icing on the cake.
Yeah. I think that's a good thing because he has. Once again, our monthly Oshomi glazing talk, but like this guy, man, he got on sumo. He was such a beast, and then he gets injured, and then re-injured, and then he has to toil so much to get back. And he did.
Just a warrior, just like Asanoyama. Asanoyama, great tournament. I was afraid for him, but he's looking strong. He's looking healthy as one can be in sumo wrestling.
And as a 31-year-old as well.
Yeah.
With a fuck knee.
And another surprise, the last thing I'm going to talk about Juryo, and maybe we can skip to Makushita after that.
Maybe.
The last thing I want to talk about Juryo is Fujiseyun, 10-5.
Oh yeah.
I really like the guy, so that's why I bring it up. But 10-5 at 0-5.
Well, maybe.
Maybe
Maybe. I mean,
I would love.
the thing is, a little bit of Banzuke talk. Who's coming
Sure.
down from Akuchi? Takeru Fuji, Nishikigi, Hitoshi.
Okay.
That's three. Who do you get up?
Now you can make
Oshoumi?
a
I mean,
case
I don't know
of
if Hitoshi
Asakori.
stays though.
I don't know about Asakori because Asakori is like a share of 14 and 6 and 9.
Think he's kind of high up though.
It's gonna be a complicated
Oh yeah, I don't know. It's very tricky. I think if they will get two people up from Juryo, I think it's understandable. Because
And
like,
who would that be? That would be Oshomi
and Nishikifuji.
and Nishiki Fuji. Yeah. Oh, yeah. True. Yeah. 11-4.
11-4. No, he's up.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. And
But like, because there will be
you
two
got Chiyoshima
spots.
9-6. Chiyoshima 9-6.
Oh yeah.
Kotoeo 8-7. That might be too short.
Yeah, I think those two will be too short because they cannot. They won't put a Chiyoshima over Oshoumi. But then, like,
Yeah.
who will come down instead? Meisei? Meisei is only 5 and 10. Don't think that's enough to bring him
It's
down.
gonna be complicated.
It
It's
will be
gonna be
very
a
hard, yes.
yeah.
Before we move on to Magushita, though, the tiny, tiny thing. I'm very happy for Nishinori Kachikoshi Sekitori. Great, good
Yeah.
job.
It's
Barely,
going
but
to
he did
improve.
it. But then, like, Asasuiri and Kyokukayo, kind of disappointing.
Yeah.
Stamina thing, I guess.
And Asasuiru is the least disappointing of the two on 7 and 8, you know, got really
Yeah.
close. Had to fight against Kotohiho with, like, you know, now, I don't want to say a veteran, but he's used to Juryo and Makuuchi now.
Yeah.
And Kyokukayu just, couldn't get his footing, I guess.
I guess, yeah, no, it's hard. He got
I
that
feel he
pretty
lost
bad
combat.
four losses in a row, which I think is also like in the mental side, like, dude, what's going on?
Yeah. But I feel we're gonna see him back.
I think so. Now moving to Makushita, so we don't stay the entire episode talking about Churio, because Churio is a mess for the Banzuke, so I don't even want to think about it. But let's do a little bit of Banzuke about Makushita, because not a lot of people to come down, and a lot of people to go up. So somebody is gonna be pissed.
Yeah, somebody's gonna get fucked.
Yeah, because Shiden, maybe Shiden goes down. I can see Shiden going down. Fine, one. Takara Fuji, sure. 5 and 10 and J12, I don't think it's enough to hold him back. Two.
Kyokukayu.
Kyokukayo as well, because it's just one. Yeah, Kyokukayo down, that's three.
And I
Miyu
feel
Nakase, 3 and
Miyanokaze.
12, maybe four.
I feel like he's falling. He lost to Amakusta in Kamito today. Like Kamito is
Sure.
Makekoshi, but I
But
still think
still,
like
it
it's yeah,
counts.
it's
Okay,
a
far.
replacement now.
Okay, it's not that few. I thought it was going to be more complicated, but I think four. Yeah.
And I feel like Asasuiru like stays in by like the smallest
Yeah,
part.
it will be a Miya no Kaze situation, because Miya no Kaze, same thing. He was just hanging by J14 West, barely, and I think it'll be the same for us with you. But who's coming up? Kitanohaka, certainly. Nagamura?
Wait, I'll have to check because I don't have the records.
The records. So, Kitanohaka is 5 and 2 at M1, Makushita 1.
Yeah,
Nagamura
Nagamura
is 5 and
5 and
2 and
2.
Makushita 2.
Tekka Kento, I
Though
think,
at
was in the
4
first
and 3
three.
and Makushita 2 as well. At Otsuji, Makushita 3, 4 and 3. Wakanosho, 5 and 2 and Makushita 3. And then
Yeah.
Goshima, 6
Six and
and
one,
1 and Makushita
and that's
5.
five. And the thing is that they usually do, and that they did today, is Wakanosho and Goshima fought in Judo as kind of replacement matches.
Right. Yeah,
So I
Wakanosho
guess
got Takara
Gosuke?
Fuji.
Yeah.
Goshima got Kyokukai.
Kyokukayu. So I feel like those two, Kitanowaka and Nagamura, will get promoted.
Right. Yeah. They have been really prioritizing good records over who's higher, but with a Bear Kachikoshi.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of like when there's only seven matches, it's kind of like a log, like it's an exponential scale instead of being just like a straight line, you know? It kind of like more wins really accounts for a lot, and less wins accounts for way less.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I could see that other West side guys going up.
And like, Nagamura, where does that guy come from?
I have no idea. He just...
No damn clue. I just checked. He started the same basho as Asahakuryu.
Okay, wow. That's
January
crazy.
2023. So, yeah, just from Kise's stable, a very big stable, they have everyone.
They have the big people that have. Oh, what a class, actually. Wakaikari, Gonoumi, Kobayashi, Nagamura, Iima, Satoru Fuji. Wow, that's a big class. Like, very strong class. So, Sahakuryu, Satoru Fuji, now Nagamura, a little bit of Gonoumi, and Wakaikari. Wow, that's crazy. Big.
So I guess he's just like one of the underdogs in that class.
Yes, yeah. Well, yeah, took a little bit while, but yeah, no, maybe seeing Asahakuryu up there got him fired up.
Yeah. And he fought in Judo yesterday actually, and he defeated Miyanokaze.
Oh, but
that's also a reason why I think Miyanokaze will go down.
Mm-hmm. Fair.
But yeah, like the top of Makushita was kind of crazy.
My
boy Kazuto got that Kachikoshi.
Oh, nice, he did.
Yeah, if anyone watches the Tatsunami YouTube channel, I'm really glad. It's really nice.
Because
the guy is like a bit like Oshomi, he's always has something injured.
Oh, right, I see.
And like he had a full arm taped. This basho was kind of tough to see.
Right.
But yeah, he got a Kachikoshi. I'm really happy.
Nice. Oh, we also got a Seihakuho 5-2. Dude.
I'm right on his page.
I was holding my breath at the beginning because he was 2-1, 1-2. And I was like, oh, damn, he cannot do it. He needs a while more. But then he just gets 4 in a row, 5-2, clean.
Yeah.
Fair. You know, I'm excited for next time, because if next time, he'll be quite up, I think. Because there's going to be some space.
Yeah.
Basho is the chance. Is the chance for him.
Probably, yeah, with a 6-1 or a good record, he can do it.
Yeah. No, I think if he adds another 5-2 at the top, he should be up. Because let's see, let's do a query on SumoDB.
Yeah.
Five wins, 2 losses in Makushita 10. Makushita 10. Let's see. MS 10.
Ooh, like Makushita 4 or 5?
Yeah, like Makushita 4 is like right on the thing.
And I guess with how stacked it is, he might be a bit underpromoted.
Maybe. Might be. Might on 5, maybe. But it's been always 6 when somebody there got at 5-2. They put them on 4.
Yeah.
Hey, interesting. It's going to be very nice. It's going to be very nice to see.
Yeah. One thing less nice to see is Satoru Fuji 2-5. 2-4, sorry.
Yeah.
I don't know. He's just, I guess 2-5 because it's not updated.
Satoru Fuji 3-4.
3-4, so he won. Okay.
He did win. He did win against Shimano Umi. Yeah.
So, yeah, he's just not able to work. I don't know what's
on the top. Yeah, I don't know. Now he's even lower than he was. But yeah, no, I think.
Still struggles.
I mean, yeah, he is only 21, so maybe he's just needing to take a while on his brain on how to stay up there. But like, this average rank that he has on the top of Makushita, he will get to Juryo eventually.
Yeah.
Because there's no way. Another one that I'm really happy from Isegahama, though, is Tenshoho Kachikoshi. That was so good. Finally coming back a little bit, Tenshoho.
And the guy was in Juryo, like, what, 2 years ago?
2 years ago now, yeah.
Damn, that feels like such a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Just being struggling. I don't know, with injuries or whatever.
I feel like injuries, and then the whole Hokuseiho thing.
Yeah, tough to see, but glad to see him come back a bit. Hopefully for the best, he's gonna keep going.
Mm-hmm. And come back forever is Shimano Umi Zensho and Makushita. He got the Yusho.
Mazumi, yeah, crazy.
Wow, the guy. Mm-hmm. I'm really glad too.
I hope he can come back to the top division, or at least Juryo.
Yeah, I can see Juryo.
Because he's going to shoot up.
Yeah, I think he's going to be very close to the top with a 7-0 at 20.
So, let's hope for the best, because mm-hmm. I really like him. He was good.
And then also, how did Ikari Gata do? Because he has been quite strong.
Hitoshi, I think.
Oh, yeah, no, certainly. He's one, no. Oh.
Ikari Gata.
Ikari.
5-2.
5-2, okay.
5-2, yeah. I remember he did quite well.
So, what else is interesting here?
Enho also went 5-2.
Nice.
There's a lot of good records.
Yeah, there's a lot. One I'm quite happy with is that most of, I think the entire Makushita cohort of the Asakayama people, so the Kais, they got the Kachikoshi and Makushita, and that's very exciting. So Kaigo, Kaisho, Obara, and Kaisejo, they all did quite well this time. The Najigawa, because those are like my big two stables that I watch a lot. They were not good this time. They started really well, but most of them got makekoshi.
I saw one of the guys from Najigawa, Aonosho. Aonosho. He got 3-4. It's not terrible. It's not terrible,
but he's at the bottom of Makushita, so like he's going back down a little bit again. But hey, Andryukai and Joniden got another Kachikoshi, which is good. He's a very hard worker, I feel like. I don't know. Anything else that you've kind of seen? Oh, Ikazuchi do 5-2 in Sandanme. Nice.
By the way, who won? Let me check who won.
So the usuals. Obviously, Onosato. Then Asa Hakuryu, Junior Yusho. Shimazumi, Makushita Yusho. In Sandame was Kazuma coming back again from the Tsukarashi who got injured, so he's coming back again.
Yeah, he's the guy. That's why I remember his name.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I kept saying
the massive dude.
Yeah. He injured himself the first day I went to watch sumo. In Nagoya.
Oh no.
Yeah. We just saw the ambulance and we were like, oh, what the fuck happened? And we saw him getting wheeled out.
Oh god, okay.
Yeah, it was tough.
There was another playoff today that was Kaki versus Teraosho, and it was Kaki who won, who is from Oitekaze, another big powerhouse.
Yeah.
And he's shooting up again because. Not again, he just started basically. He was Junokuchi last time, got a Yusho as well, on a playoff, defeated two people. And now he got a Yusho again on a playoff. So he is doing quite well.
Oh, he's huge, 190 centimeters.
Wow. Damn. Okay. And Junokuchi Yusho was a Mongolian. Tatsubayama, the Mongolian from Tokitsukaze. He just made his debut as well in Junokuchi. Just starting now, 20 years old, with a very cool shikona, by the way, because the Bayama part of his name comes from Futa Bayama, like the great Yokozuna.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. So, who founded Tokutsu Kanzu's stable. So yeah. High hopes for him. It is a good stable. So very exciting again. Oh, you know what we will have next time?
Tell me.
We will have Ochio.
Yes, yes, I wanted to talk about it. Next time we start. Next time, and there's two guys. There's him and another guy.
Yeah, Otgonbat.
Yeah.
197, both... dude. He's a tower.
Like 20, like nearly 30 centimeters taller than me. Like, bro, chill out. But yeah, it's gonna be fun.
November is gonna be amazing. It's gonna be pretty good.
I'm gonna have to find a way to like wake up at 1 a.m. when it starts,
mm-hmm.
and watch everything. Cause I don't know when he's gonna fight. I don't. The lower divisions. I don't know how it works on ABEMA TV. So I'm gonna have to check that. But yeah, we're gonna keep an eye on that.
Mm-hmm.
That's gonna be cool. That's gonna be exciting.
Very exciting indeed.
There's a new guy on the block, I guess.
I am tense. I'm like, what's gonna happen?
Yeah, because he's gonna start in Majono Kuchi, or yeah. Does he do? Yeah,
right. I know he does. He does Makushita, Maizumo. Yeah. Sorry, he does Maizumo. Oops, sorry. Hold the brakes. Hold the brakes. They will start in Maizumo.
So I don't know if that is on the TV. I don't know.
Maizumo is on the list. It is on. It is.
Okay.
Yes, I know it's a bit complicated, but when it's, because it's not every day that obviously has Maizumo, because yeah. There's so few people.
When it's on.
Exactly, basically. that's the gist. But yeah,
I get it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's another Isagahama monster in probably the making. Imagine if he crumbles.
That would be hilarious. That's just like the devil on my shoulder. Instead of being like, yeah. Oh, he will crumble, and that will be funny. And like, imagine that would be insane. But no, I think that's too unlikely, unfortunately. But it will be very funny.
Yeah,
it will be very...
staying in Isagahama stable. Do you think Takada Fuji retires if he hits Makushita?
I mean, hard to say, because some of the guys, I'm going to say a very generic phrase to say, like, some of the guys retire, some of the other guys don't. Like, it's very weird, like, a nothing burger of a phrase. But what I mean is, like, some guys like Mitorio, just, he retired after hitting Makushita. Kaisei retired when he hit Makushita. But then there's other guys like Shimanumi and Chiyomaru who haven't retired after hitting Makushita.
The thing is, with Mitoryu, he did not have the fire anymore, mm-hmm. from what I understand, to fight on. The thing is, with guys like Shimanumi and Chiyomaru, those guys, first of Chiyomaru is not that old, not that crazy mm-hmm. old.
He's 34. He's not crazy old, indeed, but he's not young.
He's not young, but he's not crazy, crazy old.
No.
But those are guys that have not fought so high up in Makuchi and or Juryo. But Takara Fuji is a former Sekiwake.
Yeah.
So there's a bit of that pride.
True.
You know, to not fight in Makushita. So... Uh-huh. I would think he retires, but I'm pretty sure he does not have any kabu.
I don't think he has any kabu.
Yeah, I'm 99% sure he does not.
I mean, maybe Wait, I need to write a list of sumo elders.
Yeah.
Let me look at something. Because I think. So there is the Kiriyama Kabu that is vacant. And I'm pretty sure it is Isegahama Tangent. For some reason in my brain. So maybe he has Kiriyama. Because. Yes, it was a guy from who worked in Isegahama called Kuro Segawa.
Yeah.
And then he retired in 2021. Kiriyama then went to Asahi Show in Oshima, and then he also left. Oh no, he changed the couple. Asahi Show changed it to Furiwake.
Okay.
So. This was July last year. I think, because it is a Isegahama Ichimon thing, but it was in Isegahama, owned by a guy not that long ago. He even had a stable called Kiriyama Stable. I didn't know that. That's crazy, actually. But I feel like, looking at this, I think we're going to get... Oyakata Takarafuji, I think.
Yeah, that would be good. I really wouldn't mind him staying. But that's just the thing. You haven't heard anything about it. You know, compared to like the Endo, I know he has one.
Yeah, he has Kitajin.
You know,
quite certainly.
You know,
something else. He can do is that we have. Oh no, that's 2 years. So there's a guy called Koboyama who has the Takashima name. Takashima was quite related to the Miyagino side of Isegahama Ichimon.
Okay.
And he's now a consultant, he's a Sanyo. But he's only gonna reach 70 in 2027. However, I could see maybe them getting the Kabu. For Takarafuji, I feel like Isegahama is quite rich. Not only Terno Fuji, but also Asahi Fuji.
And I guess Takarafuji too, because he's been around for like
a... He's been around a while. He's been around a while. I mean, I my best bet would be Kiriyama, because that's vacant. That's Isegahama Ichimon. That was properly owned by a person in the stable.
Yeah.
I feel like he might retire next term.
Even like the Miyagino, because Asahi Fuji
can
retire whenever.
That's true. He could. He could retire whenever and just give the Kabu.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Like the closest to retirement are also Minezaki.
I don't know where that leads though. I don't know. He's in Shibatayama apparently. Oh yeah, he's Hanakaga, so that will be fucking Nishinoseki Ichimon. Nishinoseki Ichimon. So I don't know who will that go to. But this is a lot of Kabu talk. Kabu talk is not exciting. It is for me. And for us.
It's exciting for us nerds.
Yes.
But,
oh god, it is when you start to think about it, god, it is very boring. But it's
sorry.
I love it. Heia and Kabu history and Ichimon history. It's just like, oh, it's so interesting.
we met Kunosagi probably fall asleep.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Oh man!
Oh.
But yeah, Takarafuji retiring right now.
Maybe
retiring.
Who knows? We will see another Uncle Go. He is 38.
Yeah, judging on how I'm good at seeing guys retiring, he's not retiring. He's not gone. Believe me.
Whatever Tamanosaro says, we just. Shoot the opposite if we're betting.
So
hey, my bet that I said. What did I say at the beginning? If Hoshoryu doesn't put a thing by day, whatever, finishes the tournament. Fucking did it. I was right.
You were right. Now, dude, next time, do the same. But if he finishes, he wins the usual, please.
He will immediately, like, have a horrible injury. He'll have to sit out for two tournaments and retire.
Break his leg open.
Yeah, something like that. I won't. I messed with fire once, and he lost the playoff. I'm not gonna. Yeah. I'm not gonna entice the sumo gods anymore.
But honestly, like, I've been really, and I think everyone, especially himself, has been really disappointed in his Yokozuna run.
Yeah.
So far. That's, I feel, the step up he needed.
Mm-hmm.
That really shows for 11 days, for the first time.
He wasn't chasing. He was leading.
He was driving.
Mm-hmm.
And I really hope it's the start of a great, you know. I don't think it's gonna be as great as Ono Sato, sadly.
No.
I prefer Oshori to Ono Sato.
But I was thinking about, I was having this debate with myself earlier. What's more exciting? An underdog Hoshoryu or a too dominant Hoshoryu? And I think for Hoshoryu's personality that he shows in the Dohyo, and his whole, like, flourishes and his, like, stare downs and whatever, it is more exciting for him to be the underdog. Because that's more exciting. I feel like.
But he's not really under.
No. I mean, versus Ono Sato. I think versus Ono Sato, he's like under the weight. He's a bit shorter than Ono Sato. He's clearly less favored if you just put both of them in a room, you know?
I think he has like 6 wins. It's like 6-2 when they fight. Because there's a Fusen for Ono Sato in that. But yeah, Oshoryu usually loses too much, but now he really stepped up. No Kimboshi.
I was holding my breath until day 10. I was like, he's gonna give some Kimboshi and he's gonna pull out. It's gonna be embarrassing.
That fight against Koto Shoho, I nearly pissed myself.
I was like, dude.
I said it. He has used all of his luck in that match. He has to pick good.
Yeah. Then when I saw the Torikumi being like Wakamoto Haro, and I'm like, dude, Wakamoto Haro is doing way too well. He's not gonna win.
Yeah, but.
But no, he's fine. No Kimboshi, which is important. I think that's good.
Yeah. And no injury.
No injury. So hopefully that we know of.
So like that's the thing. He does not have to come back from an injury. He does not have to rush because of an injury in his training. Hopefully. No crazy partying because of the U show. Next time, you heard it here first. Next time, Oshoryu, 14-1.
Big hopes. That's high hopes. That's might be too. Oh god. Let's see.
I'm going all out, you know. if I lose, I lose big. You know, that's my motto.
Mm-hmm.
I'm big. If I lose, I lose big.
that's what we're going with. Well, this has been a long talk of Oshoryu, Kabu, and anything else in between. I have been your host, Kaitetsu, and I've been joined by Tama no Saro and Kuno Sage. And next week, you might come over and hear us moaning about no sumo in a week, and that will be so sad. But until then, stay safe, and goodbye, Tama no Saro.
Goodbye, Kaitetsu.